This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We now want to turn our attention to Steve Jones, who is on line one. Steve, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Is it Jones and Corey? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
It's Jones and Corey. Okay. And thank you for having us.
Oh, well, my pleasure. I love the way you guys bill yourselves. I got to tell you, I was reading on your website that if you're looking for lawyers that want to exaggerate and kind of blow this stuff up, you got the wrong law office. You're going to be frank and honest with your clients and realistic.
We try to, very much.
All right, tell me what the landscape looks like right now. I mean, we know courts are shut down. What is it like to be a lawyer right now?
Well, they're not totally shut down. Some matters, and including we focus mainly on DUI, felonies, misdemeanors. So on the criminal side, while it's slowed down, we're still having court occasionally. In fact, I was there Monday, and I'll be back tomorrow. But for the most part, it's pretty barren out there. There are a few matters that are essential that just have to keep moving forward. The phones have slowed down, but they still ring from existing clients and occasionally a new client. They're, you know, unfortunately, they're still arrests being made and people needing legal representation on some level. So,
yeah, it's hard to think about the system as a whole, right, and how badly it's been impacted across all fronts. But yet you're right. Somebody needs a lawyer, and that is still this constitutionally guaranteed right. They have to have access to you. How are you talking to your clients instead of, you know, in person? Are you using, you know, virtual methods? Are you using, digital ways to communicate?
We do a lot of our consultations by phone at this point, although at some point we do have, you know, one-on-one meeting. We have a small office, so, you know, obviously social distancing and that type of matters aren't a huge problem for us, but we try to cut down as much, you know, one-on-one contact as possible, but it can't be avoided all the time.
Absolutely. Now, your partner, Diane, also spent many years at the Macon County State's Attorney's Office, correct?
She did. Yeah. She did. She spent several years there as a prosecutor and did a great job.
Okay, so what's the best way to get a hold of your offices, and if people do need help, they still need help. How do they do that?
Have a website, jonesandcorey.com, or you can look us, if you type in Diane's name or my name, it'll pop up. We also obviously have a phone line at 217-233-3000. So one of us, if not both of us, are here on a daily basis, holding down the fort. So, you know, we're usually available 24/7.
All right. And then what does the courtroom look like when you were there on Monday?
The attorneys, surprisingly enough, are very, very good about keeping their distance from each other and the court staff. They are limiting, you know, who can come and go to the courtroom, you know, those that have to be there. Otherwise, you're going to be asked to stay outside. But it's something I've never seen before. It's a little bizarre, but it's kind of barren and Spartan in there. But we're trying to, you know, continue to move cases the best we can.
And are they going to, trials aren't happening, are they? I mean, like, with juries?
No.
Yeah.
The March jury term was canceled. We were uncertain about April, but we just got word that that's going to be canceled as well. So at the earliest, it would be the May jury setting. And there's going to be a backlog that it's going to take some time to work through. It's going to be a mess.
All right. Now, you're representing defendants. Do you think that there will be, because the problems we're already seeing in the Macon County Jail and other prisons, that there will be more likely a chance to sort of lean like sending people home than put them in jail at this point? I mean, is there any difference in that?
I don't know. There's obviously a practical reality, both at some points jails and prisons are full and you only have a limited amount of space. You know, I'll leave that to the sheriff and DOC. They're the ones that run those and obviously know what they can and can't do. But I would say from a practical level on some point that there's a limited amount of space and something's got to give it somewhere.
Yeah, like a nonviolent offender.
Right.
I mean, it might make a lot more sense, you know, until we can work all this out, not to put more bodies on top of bodies.
Exactly.
All right.
And I always think there's probably some solution, but it may not be, you know, solve every problem.
Steve Jones, we appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you for having us, and thank you to the Romano brothers.
All right. There you have it. Steve Jones and Diane Corey, they can be reached at 233-3000. This is the kind of stuff I don't even think about. What if I need a lawyer at 10 o'clock tonight?
Yeah. I mean, the world's still going, Brian.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. We appreciate Romano Company for helping us to build support for local businesses.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.